الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, in the continuation of the explanation of العقيدة الواسطية للشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, we had been dealing with the various stages of the affairs of the day of resurrection, the ninth affair in particular. Al-Amr al-Tasi', we dealt last week with the Hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we elaborated on that as per the text which we have. Today or tonight, we will be addressing the Sirat. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, first, Al-Amr al-Tasi' mimma yakun yawm al-qiyamah al-Sirat. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ بِقَوْلِهِ وَالصِّرَاطُ مَنْصُوبٌ عَلَى مَتْنِ جَهَنَّمْ وَهُوَ الْجِسْرُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. Sirat is what? Okay, that's one possible interpretation. So when you say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight bridge. It's a little tricky actually. I know where you're coming from, but we will see the actual explanation. Now, before I actually deal with that in detail, متن منصوب. You read the word منصوب. وصراط منصوب على متن جهنم. And those of you who know grammar should know what منصوب is. Not necessarily. I mean, yes, الأصل is فتحة. But it could be in a ya. If it's a muthanna, is it a fatha? You say, for example, the two boys, or aradtu an, مثلاً, أو if it's mansub, hold on a second. ضرب المدرس the two students. الطالبين. Now, not طالبان. See that we have an issue. It ends with a ya here. So the asr is fatha. Ahsant. But it could be a ya. It could be other things depending on. Now that's a little more sophisticated. So is this what it means here, mansoob? يعني, is this grammar? Or do we have to know the other meanings of words? We have to know. We have to learn multiple meanings. The same thing in English. When I teach, I'm an English, I'm a private tutor, even though I'm very bad, but some people think otherwise. I teach this my students Arabic, the Arab students I teach in English. And so we will come across a word, I will give them the definition or the translation, and he will say, but I thought this word in Arabic meant that word in English. I say, and? You want يعني, everything to be, there's no such thing as synonyms, there's no such thing as a word having, open a dictionary and you'll see the synonyms, maybe 15-20 words which you can use as a substitution for that word. So don't limit your vocabulary. Now you read mansoob, don't get stuck, say how could mansoob, you know, grammar be involved in the sirat? Mansoob has many meanings. Even though the reason why it's called mansoob in grammar is because of its linguistic conception. From nasb, yansib, nasaba, which is to erect something. طيب. So the sirat is erected upon the back of Jahannam. وهو الجسر الذي بين الجنة والنار, and it is a bridge between Jannah and Nar. So the sirat of Yawm al-Qiyamah is a bridge.
Above Jahannam, sir.
Above, on the back of Jahannam. That's how they translated it. On top. وَقَدْ اخْتَلَفَ الْعُلَمَاءُ فِي كَيْفِيَّتِهِ, and the ulama have differed concerning its in the manner, the its reality. How is it? What is this path? What is the sirat? فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَالَ, amongst them are those who have said, طَرِيقٌ وَاسِعٌ يَمُرُّ النَّاسُ عَلَى قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. طَرِيقٌ road, وَاسِعٌ wide. It's a wide road and people will cross according to their deeds. According to their deeds. لأن كلمة الصراط مدلولها اللغوي هو هذا. Because linguistically that's what صراط means. It means it's a wide path. The linguistic meaning of صراط don't now, before you think of Fatiha, or before you think of this one, linguistically, like the word Salah, we said linguistically means dua. But now in Islam, Salah is the, you know, what begins with Takbirat al-Ihram and ends with the Taslim. Sirat linguistically is a wide road. It's a wide road. ولأن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر بأنه ضحد ومذلة. عليكم السلام. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم further explained that it is ضحد. It's عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. No problem, no problem. It is precarious and it is مذلة, slippery. It is slippery. تزل قدم. It comes in the Quran. Zalal, zalal is actually kind of falling back. It's because of slipping. Someone slipped or tripped also. It's just be zahat. Here they say tah or zahlag in Saudi. Okay, you don't need to know the Saudi. Anyways, والضحد والمزلة لا يكونان إلا في طريق واسع. Now they're trying to derive this from the meaning. They said such a road, you know, a road which is precarious and slippery cannot be unless it is wide. It must be wide, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. وأما الضيق فلا يكون ضحدا ولا مزلة. A narrow road can neither be precarious nor can it be wide. This is one of the ulama, or some of the ulama. ومن العلماء من قال, amongst them are other scholars who have said, بل هو صراط دقيق جدا. It is a very fine narrow path. It's very fine. كما جاء في حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, as it comes in the narration of سعيد الخدري, may Allah be pleased with him, الذي رواه مسلم, which was narrated by Muslim بلاغا, إنه أدق من الشعر. It is finer and thinner than a strand of a hair. The strand of hair. It's thinner than a hair. وأحد من السيف, and it is sharper than a sword. It is so thin. Thinner than a hair, a strand of hair, and it is sharper than a sword. This is the sirat. على هذا يرد السؤال, وهو كيف يكون العبور على طريق كهذا. The question arises, if it is the latter explanation, how would someone be able to go over the bridge if it is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword? Doesn't make, you know, it's not doable. What is the answer? Before, those who don't have a book need to answer. Those who have a book have no right to answer, because the answer is there. What do we answer? Anyone who brings such an shubuha, such a doubt, how do we address it as per our usul? Yes? You have a book, sir? Thank you very much. I know. Give him a chance though.
The life of dunya is not the same as the life.
Thank you very much. You don't compare the affairs of the dunya with the affairs of the life to come, because they're not the same. What cannot be done now can be done then. What cannot be done now will happen in a grave. Everything is different. Everything is different. So yes, in this physical world of ours, this is not possible. But that's not impossible in the life to come. So that's the first always answer. This is because there are matters. Now this one, there's a difference of opinion. There are matters which there's no difference of opinion concerning. And the only logical answer is أخي. That's then. And then is not like now. There's no other answer to give people, because they will not be convinced. You understand what I'm saying? So we must have this understood. أن أمور الآخرة لا تقاس بأمور الدنيا. The matters of the life to come are not comparable to the matters of the worldly life. فالله تعالى على كل شيء قدير. Verily Allah is able to do all things. ولا ندري كيف يعبرون. We don't know how they will actually pass. How will they go across? هل يجتمعون جميعا في هذا الطريق أو واحدا بعد واحد؟ Will they all go simultaneously, side by side, or will they go one by one? One person, then the other, that will be a lot of people. I mean, you're talking about from the time Allah created Adam until the end of time, all of these people will be going, or would it? Wait, or would it? All of these people will go over the Sirat?
They will try, but they will keep falling.
Okay, some people are exempt, good. Like what? Well, exempt in what sense? They go on where?
No,
they go to Jannah. Yeah, these are, let's say, a minority. What about the majority? Majority will go to Jahannam, they won't even go over the Sirat. The Kuffar will be thrown into Jahannam, and you read the Quran now, Jahannam will be looking forward to their arrival, it's Zafir, it will be raging, and Jahannam, وَيُلْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ. We learn from the Quran, that and from the Hadith, that these people will be thrown into Jahannam, and they won't even make it to the Sirat. The Sirat is for the believers, as we will see. So it will not be everyone from the time of Adam until the end of time. It will be the believers. As the brother said, some are exempt, they will go straight to Jannah. But then the rest of them are the ones who will go over the Sirat. Then we will see their affairs on the Sirat. The Kuffar, they won't even make it there. They'll be thrown into Jahannam automatically.
What about before Islam, Christianity and this people? Christians before Islam.
Allahu A'lam. Yeah, I mean they fall under the believers. Those who believed in Jesus as the Messenger of Allah, those who believed in Musa as the Messenger of Allah, these are our brothers in faith. Yeah. They're counted among the believers. And we said the believers, not the Muslims, the believers. Of course, ya akhi, subhanAllah. Only Muslims are going to go to Jannah?
No, Christians.
Now, look, any Christian who mafi before Islam, at the time of Jesus, a Christian was either a believer in Jesus as the Messenger of Allah, he's a Muslim, before the advent of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he rejected him, he's a kafir. After the advent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any Christian who receives the message of Islam and doesn't accept it, he's a kafir. Before him, were they muwahidun, were they upon the tawheed that Jesus brought, or were they shirk? It's the same thing with every messenger and his people. They were believers and disbelievers. After the Prophet ﷺ, anyone who doesn't accept him in the Quran and Islam becomes a disbeliever automatically. Even if he claimed to believe in Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, ila akhiri, all these will be of no value. His disbelief in Muhammad ﷺ will nullify his belief or his so-called claim in believing in the previous messengers. طيب على كل حال وهذه المسألة لا يكاد الإنسان يجزم بأحد القولين لأن كليهما له وجهة قوية. The Sheikh said this matter here, this affair, يعني it's very difficult for someone to take a decisive position, a conclusive position that it's 100% this, that actually people will that the Sirat is a wide road or it's a narrow. He said because both positions, both perspectives are strong. Each has his own justifying evidences. So we're just Allahu A'lam concerning that. وَقَوْلُهُ مَنْصُوبٌ عَلَى مَتْنِ جَهَنَّمْ يَعْنِي عَلَى نَفْسِ النَّارِ. His statement, منصوب, erect on the back of the hellfire, meaning it's on the fire. It's right over the fire. Now here's the relevant part. قَوْلُهُ Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said, and of course this is based on the hadith, يَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسُ عَلَى قَدْرِ وَلَقَدْرِ. عَلَى قَدْرِ or قَدْرِ?
كَسْرَ.
No, either way it's كَسْرَ, but is it قَدْرِ or قَدْرِ? Is it سُكُون on the dal or فَتْحَ on the dal? Come on, people of language. You say على قدر أعمالهم أو على قدر أعمالهم.
What is the meaning of
قدر? That's your job. إن أنزلناه في ليلة
القدر.
سكوت. Or قدر. قدر. قدر is predestiny. Time out. قدر is either amount or power or value of something. قدر الشيء. So قدر with the سكون on the dal على قدر عمالي, meaning proportional to their deeds, according to the amount of their deeds, the extent of their deeds. So it is not قدر, because if you say على قدر عمالهم, then the meaning becomes the predestiny of their deeds. This is incorrect. So when in language you say قدر, قدر with a فتحة on the dal, فتحة on the dal, this is predestiny, preordainment. قدر with the sukoon on Nidal is like Laylat al-Qadr, the night of power, the night of إلى آخره. It has different names. Qadr meaning, for example, ما قدر الله حق قدره. Ha! Did they not predestine Allah? أعوذ بالله. They did not estimate, they did not give to the value, the greatness of Allah the way He deserves it. So the Quran will mention both terms. You need to know the difference between them. Not every time you hear, you see Qaf, Dal, Ra, automatically assume predestiny. Otherwise you'll make things, mix things up. So على قدري, with the sukoon on the dal, على قدري أعمالهم. So people will go over, they will cross this sirat per or proportional to the extent of their deeds. فمنهم من يمر كلمح البصر. Some of them will pass like the blink of an eye. How long does it take for you to blink an eye? Split second. Boom, you're done. ومنهم من يمر كالبرق. Some of them will pass like lightning. What's the difference between Ra'd and Bark? Ra'd is the thunder, the one which you hear. Ra'd, Surah Al-Ra'd. Al-Bark is the one which you see, Yabruk, because it lights, lightning. So this is some of the grammar or some of the vocabulary, I'm sorry. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ كَالْرِيحِ. Some of them will pass like what? Rih, riyah. Smell? Allah yahdik. He will go by like a smell, ya Sheikh Ibrahim. Riha, you're thinking about the other riha. The asl riha came from what? From rih. Riyah, you've never come across riyah in the Quran? Ya Jama'at al-Khair. Wind. Wind. Riyah. Rih. Rih is wind. Now riha comes because the wind is the one that carries the smell. Okay? It's the wind that brings it. Don't be thinking about this stuff, Ibrahim. Allah yahdik. Tayyib. Some of them will go by like the wind. That's pretty fast. That's pretty fast. ومنهم من يمر كالفراس الجواد. And some of them will go by like a horse who's, you know, running. ومنهم من يمر كراكب الإبل. And some of them will go by like someone who's on a moving camel, walking. It's not going fast. ومنهم من يعدو عدوا. Some of them will be racing, running. They'll be running with each other. ومنهم من يمشي مشيا. Some will be walking. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَزْحَفُ زَحْفًا. Some of them will be crawling. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُخْطَفْ خَطْفًا وَيُلْقَى فِي جَهْنَمْ. Some of them will be snatched and will be thrown into the hellfire. فَإِنَّ الْجِسْرَ عَلَيْهِ كَلَالِيبْ تَخْطَفُ النَّاسَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. That bridge or that sirat will have on it hooks, and these hooks will actually snatch people according to their deeds. So some, because of their deeds, will go so fast like a blink of an eye, and some like the lightning, and some like the wind, and some like the one riding a horse, then a camel, then running, then walking, and some will be actually snatched by the hooks and it will be thrown into Jahannam. We ask Allah not to make us among them.
قوله يمر بالناس المراد بالناس هنا المؤمنون لأن الكفار قد ذهب بهم إلى النار.
The statement here, يمر الناس, the people will go over. What is intended by people here are the believers. Why? Because the disbelievers have already been taken to the hellfire. ذهب. What is ذهب? Isn't it ذهب? ذهب is the, in English, it's they call it the passive voice, and usually use the past participle. Like, you know, the apple was eaten by someone. The apple was eaten. So that eat, you have eat, ate, eaten. In Arabic, you have, for example, ak yakulu, eat, eats. Akala, ate. Ukila, eaten. Ukila. Now you see the variation in the vowels in the actual word. Ya'kulu, akala, ukila. Usually it begins with a dhamma. That's the distinction. That's the distinction. So you know that it's the past participle or that the passive voice. Zuhiba bihim, يعني they've already been taken. Wasiqa. And you have many references that support that. And it doesn't mention who took them. Otherwise, if it was, for example, the malaika, they would have said, وَتَذْهَبُ بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَوْ ذَهَبَتْ بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِلَى النَّارِ. The hellfire, the angels have taken the hellfire. They didn't say who took them. ذُهِبَ بِهِمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. طيب. فَيَمُرُّ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهِ عَلَى قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. Then people go over it, and I said to the extent or proportional to the extent of their deeds. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ. We said that. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ كَالْبَرْقِ وَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَسْرَعْ مِنَ الْبَرْقِ. The Shaykh said the blink of an eye is faster than the lightning. The blink of an eye is faster than the lightning. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ كَالْرِيحَ الْهَوَى. Some of them will go like we said ريح, like he said هواء, which is air, wind. وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ الْهَوَى سَرِيعَ. And he said there's no doubt that wind is fast. لَا سِيَمَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَعْرِفَ النَّاسُ الطَّائِرَاتِ. Specifically before people invented airplanes or got to know about airplanes. The wind used to be, you know, it was known to be the fastest. Now planes, some of them go, you know, they break the barrier of sound and what have you, you know, these rockets and whatever. Anyways. وَالْهَوَاءُ الْمَعْرُوفُ يَصِلْ أَحْيَانًا إِلَى 140 مِيلًا فِي السَّاعَةِ. The common wind, which you know, can make it up to, can go as fast as 140 miles per hour. That's pretty fast. نعم. ومنهم من يمر كالفرس الجواد ومنهم من يمر كركاب الإبل وهي دون الفرس الجواد بكثير. Now the horse and the camel. He said the camel is way slower than the one riding a horse. ومنهم من يعدو عدوا أي يسرع. Some of them then will be running. ومنهم من يمشي مشيا ومنهم من يزحف زحفا أي يمشي على مقعدته. According to the Shaykh, what is intended by crawling is that they will be crawling on their buttocks, on their behind, and not what probably crossed your mind, on their stomach, not that crawling, rather on their behind. وَكُلُّ مِّنْهُمْ يُرِيدُ الْعُبُورِ. And each one of them wants to cross and get on to the other side. وَهَذَا بِغَيْرِ اخْتِيَارِ الْإِنسَانِ. This is not according to their choice, meaning they did not choose this manner. ولو كان باختياري, if it was up to the person according to his choice, لكان يحب أن يكون بسرعة. He would want to go fast. Everybody would want to go in the blink of an eye. They wouldn't, you know, choose anything else. ولكن السير على حسب سرعته. Aha. Here, this is where everybody needs to pay. Listen attentively. Listen. But the speed which one will be having upon the sirat is proportional to his speed in applying the sharia and the dunya. The faster one responds and accepts and acts upon the sharia which is conveyed to him, the faster he will be able to cross then. فَمَنْ كَانَ سَرِيعًا فِي قُبُولِ مَا جَاءَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلِ كَانَ سَرِيعًا فِي عُبُورِ الصِّرَاطِ. Whosoever then is hasty or hastens to accept what the messengers have brought will also be fast in crossing over the sirat then. وَمَنْ كَانَ بَطِيئًا فِي ذَلِكَ كَانَ بَطِيئًا فِي عُبُورِ الصِّرَاطِ. And whoever is sluggish in accepting what the messengers have brought will be sluggish on that day as well in going over the sirat. جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. What does جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا mean? And I've said it many times. What does it mean? You know in Surah An-Naba, جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا إِلَى آخر الآيات. جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. جَمَعَةُ الْخَيْرِ. I've used this ayah maybe in 5 lectures in 20 dars.
Equal recompense.
Jaza according to your deeds. Wifaqa from yuwafiq, to agree with, to accept, to be harmonious. Meaning based on what you do, you got. And this is why I notice now the term used is what? Jaza'an wifaqa. And I said before, that's why you don't say to someone Jazakallah. That's incomplete. Jazakallah, may Allah give you an equal recompense. That could be a dua for him to go to Jahannam. Because maybe we're doing things which will, the equal recompense will be Jahannam. But you have to say Jazakallahu khayran. May Allah reward you with goodness. Otherwise, Jazakallah on its own is an incomplete dua, and it may be dua against him as opposed to dua for him. This is linguistically speaking. The Sunnah teaches is you say Jazakallahu khayran. It doesn't say Jazakallah only, but it's very common. It's the most common signature. Allah hafiz, Jazakallah. Say Salaamu alaykum, Allah hafiz. Salaamu alaykum, Allah hafiz. Lay. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalam. What does Allah Hafiz have to do with anything? Okay, Allah Hafiz. You know what that means? What does it mean? What was that? There's another term they use. Khud Hafiz? Khud
Hafiz.
Huh? I remember this from like 7-8 years ago. What does it mean? Fine, Allah Hafiz. What does it mean?
May Allah protect.
Allah is Hafiz for you.
Yeah, but see that expression is actually not that of a dua. This is like mubtada or khabar. This is like a jumla. This is a information. It's a khabar. Allah Hafiz, meaning Allah is the one who preserves, protects. But you're not saying to him, may Allah yihfazak. Hafizak Allah, may Allah protect you. Allah yihfazak, may Allah protect you. Allah Hafiz is like saying Allahu Akbar. Okay? And yes, okay, and Allahu Akbar, and what do you want from me, man? Make dua for me, Allah khalik. Say Allah yihfazak, Allah Hafiz. Okay, thanks. I've read this in the Quran. Wallahu khayrun hafizan wa huwa arhamur rahimin. It's in Yusuf, Surah Yusuf. So I mean, some of these expressions, I'm not trying to pick on any nationality. We Lebanese people have way worse things. It just happens to be the common one that we come across. In Lebanon, we have a worse one. In Lebanon, when they want to hang up the phone on you, I wish they would say Allah Hafiz. They would say Allah wa Nabi Ma'ak. Allah wa Nabi Ma'ak. May Allah and His Prophet be with you. Be with me where? Where do you want the Prophet to be with me? Fine, Allah be with me. Wallahu huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. Allah is with you wherever you mean. Great. But what about the Prophet? What does he have to do with this? This is shirk. But this is a common way to say farewell in Lebanon. So don't think I'm picking on any nationality. We have worse things. But anyways, no more Allah hafiz. Allah irba alayk. Either say Allah yihfazak, or stick to the asl. Salaamu alaykum. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's enough. Anything else is an innovation, and it is never as good as the Messenger of Allah's choice of words, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ala kulli hal, I don't know how we got off track, but that's my common behavior. وهذا نعم. Hey, وكان في سلقش then جزاء الوفاق والجزاء من جنس العمل. The deeds will be equal to the, or the reward is equal to the deeds. يعني, you know, you're not allowed to have a girlfriend in this dunya, and if you have multiple wives, you have to deal with them justly, and you have to spend on them equally, and there's a lot of headache associated with that. But if you're able to do what is good, is pleasing to Allah. If you don't have more than one wife, you don't have a girlfriend, you're not, you know, going out with foreign women, and if you have more than one wife, you deal them justly. What is the reward in Jannah? Hur al-Ain. You left that alone here, which is haram. Allah will give it to you halal, and there's no rent over there. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry about renting two different apartments for two hura'in. This will be, you know, free services 24/7. I hope. Okay, I just realized that we have a guest here. That's one thing. Another thing is kuhul or khamr. Are we allowed to drink khamr in the dunya?
No.
But what will you have in Jannah? Khamr. People will drink wine. Wine in Jannah. So you find that Allah Azza wa Jalla will give the believers things which they were commanded to leave alone in the dunya. Al-jaza'u min jinsil amal. This is one of the understandings of this expression. Wa qawluhu wa minhum man yukhtaf ay yu'khadhu bi sur'a. Wa dhalika bil kalalib allati 'ala al-jisr takhtufu an-nas aw takhtufu an-nas bi a'malihim. And some of them will be snatched swiftly. Quickly, they'll be taken away. Well, and this is because of the hooks which are on the bridge that will be snatching the people according to their deeds.
ويلقى في جهنم and he will be cast into the hellfire والعياذ بالله. يفهم منه أن النار التي يلقى فيها العصاة هي النار التي يلقى فيها الكفار. We understand from this expression the fire in which the disobedient or disobedience will be thrown is the same as the fire of the kuffar. It's not like there are two hellfires, one for the disobedient believers and one for the disbelievers. No, it will be the one Jahannam is for all of them. ولكنها لا تكون بالعذاب كعذاب الكفار. But in terms of severity, it will not be as severe as the fire of the disbelievers, meaning that the Jahannam itself. Can someone give us the supporting evidence for that before we go on? Who can tell us from an ayah, hadith, or something we learned that even in Jahannam people will not be the same?
Prophet uncle.
Good. Bullseye. Abu Talib, the Prophet ﷺ said that he, because of his support to the Prophet ﷺ, even though he died as a kafir, but because of that support, he will do shafa'ah for him, his intercession. What would be his punishment? He'll be wearing sandals that are so hot, his brain will boil. And this is the least punishment in the hellfire, but that's not the issue. The issue is that that person will perceive, or he will think that his punishment is the severest. And listen, according to the standards, this is the least, you know, painful punishment, but according to him, he will think this is the most severe. He doesn't know what the other people are suffering from. So we understand that in Jahannam then, there's this variation. Even the munafiqeen. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. The hypocrites will be in the lowest level of the hellfire and you will find no assistance or no helpers for them. So we learn in Jahannam, the deeper, the more severe. Meaning they will be below the Jews and the Christians and the Hindus and the rest. طيب. بل قال بعض العلماء إنها تكون بردا وسلاما عليهم كما كانت بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم عليه السلام. Some of the ulama said not only that, this fire will be a source of cool and peace upon them, the same way the fire was a source of cool and peace upon Ibrahim. The Shaykh said, but the apparent understanding is against that. وَأَنَّهَا تَكُونُ حَارَّةٌ مُؤْلِمَةٌ. That it will be hot, scorching hot. وَمُؤْلِمَةٌ, it will be painful. لَكِنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ كَحَرَارَتِهَا بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. But it will not be as hot as it will be for the disbelievers. ثُمَّ إِنَّ أَعْضَاءَ السُّجُودِ لَا تَمَسُّهَا النَّارِ. Furthermore, the body parts which are involved in prostration will not be touched by the fire. Now, كما ثبت ذلك عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في الصحيحين, as it has been authentically affirmed from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in صحيحين. What is صحيحين? Bukhari and Muslim. Whenever you hear صحيحين or صحيحان, it means Bukhari and Muslim. If you hear متفق عليه, Bukhari and Muslim. Agreed upon, Bukhari and Muslim. وهي الجبهة. الجبهة is the forehead. Included in the forehead is what? The nose. Your nose. The sunnah is that you actually you mush your face against the carpet. You kind of go all the way down until your nose is smashed in. That's the sunnah. And according to the ulama, whosoever does sujood without his nose touching the ground, he has not made sujood. The salah is void, invalid. And this is a very common error. Look at half of the people praying. You'll see he just put his forehead like this and his nose, there's a space between the nose and the... This is incorrect. Your nose must touch the ground because this is part of the forehead. This thing is the forehead. And Prophet ﷺ pointed at them when he was saying that I was commanded, أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَسْجُدَ عَلَى سَبْعَةِ أَعْضَاءَ أو سَبْعَةِ أَعْضُمْ. I was commanded to prostrate on seven bones, and he pointed to the hands and he pointed to the nose and the forehead.
in reference to the bone. They were considered as a single bone. Otherwise, how would it be seven? Two hands, two knees, two feet. That's what?
Six.
Okay? So if you say then, it has to be both. It has to be both. One bone. So that's very important to understand while making sujood. وَهِيَ الْجَبْهَ وَالْأَنْفِ The nose. وَالْكَفَّانِ The palms. وَالْرُكْبَتَانِ The knees. وَأَطْرَافُ الْقَدَمَيْنِ Atraf is the edges of the feet, which are what? The toes. The toes. قَوْلُهُ فَمَنْ مَرَّ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ دَقَلَ الْجَنَّةِ أَيْ لِأَنَّهُ نَجَزَ Whosoever is able to cross the sirat shall enter Jannah. Why? Because he has succeeded. لأنه نجا فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. He has become victor. Yes. طيب, I will finish this quickly. فإذا عبروا عليه وقفوا على قنطرة بين الجنة والنار. So if they go over the bridge, they will stand on a qintira between Jannah and Nar. أو قنطرة ولا قنطرة؟ قناطير مقنطرة. Right? It's in Surah النساء. Was it Surah Al Imran? What Surah? زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والقناطير المقنطرة. This is Surah Al Imran. سورة العمر على كل حال. What is it? القنطرة أو القنطرة هي الجسر. It is a bridge. لكنها جسر صغير. It is a small bridge. والجسر في الأصل ممر على الماء من نهر ونحوه. Linguistically, a bridge is something which it goes over some water, a form of water, a river or the likes. This is the original object. You don't usually have, except here, you have a kubri, you know, over the road. But the reason usually for the bridge is because you can't go below it. If there's water or something that prevents you, so they build a bridge to get onto the other side. Here it just makes more traffic. So, alhamdulillah. But every day they bring, not every day, I'm sorry, every 10 years they build a new kubri.
واختلف العلماء في هذه القنطرة هل هي طرف الجسر الذي على متن جهنم أو هي جسر مستقل.
Now the scholars have differed. What is this قنطرة أو قنطرة؟ هل هي طرف الجسر؟ Is it the end of the bridge which is on top of جهنم, or is it an independent bridge؟ يعني now we're trying to visualize. There's a bridge which goes over جهنم. Is this قنطرة, is it attached to the sirat, or is it something separate and independent? When you finish this one, then you have to stand on that one. والصواب في هذا نقول الله أعلم. The correct decision we say Allah knows best. Allah knows best. وليس يعنينا شأنها. And it doesn't really affect us whether it is attached or independent. It makes no difference to us now. لكن الذي يعنينا أن الناس يوقفون عليه. What is important to us that people will stand over it. قوله فيقتص لبعضهم من بعض. فيقتص لبعضهم من بعض. Now قصاص أو قصاص. What is the English equivalent for that word? قص. No, not قصص. It's in the Quran. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. Right or wrong? Ha. Huh. Who can tell us the meaning? It's very important. What is the concept of that in Islam?
If someone takes the right, justice.
Okay, then give me an English word which explains it.
Justice.
What? Yalla ya Sheikh, right here. Where is it? I must have missed it. Ha guys, what does it mean? Justice? What do you mean justice, Ya Abdul Majid? Explain, Ya Abdul Majid. Explain, Ya Abdul Majid.
Restoring the rights of people.
Aha. Uh-huh. You're getting close. And what is an English word for that? What do we call when I take back my right from you and you take back your right from me? What do we call that? Huh? Come on you guys. Where is it?
Compensate.
Compensate, that's pretty good. What else? There's another term. Where's the English speaker? Sir?
Balance.
Come on, man. Think of something, Sheikh. Inna lakum ay subhanallah al-azim. ولكم قصاص والحرمات قصاص. That's one. It comes in another ayah. Huh? I'm trying to give you the context. قصاص, retribution. يعني in this dunya you took 10 riyals from me wrongfully, on yawm al-qiyamah I will get my right back from you. That concept of getting my right back is, or the word they use in da'wah for qisas is retribution. Fair enough? Any issues concerning that? إذن فيقتص لبعض من بعض, then they will take revenge from one another for what they have done. وهذا القصاص غير القصاص الأول الذي في عرصات القيامة. This one, this retribution is unlike the one which will be in the initial events of the day of resurrection. لأن هذا قصاص أخص. This is a more specific form of retribution. لأجل أن يذهب الغل والحقد والبغضاء التي في قلوب الناس. What is this for? This is before people enter Jannah, they will stand there for the envy, hatred, animosity to be taken away from the hearts of the people. فيكون هذا بمنزلة التنقية والتطهير. It becomes a place of purifying and cleansing, cleaning and purifying, cleansing. وذلك لأن ما في القلوب لا يزول بمجرد القصاص. Why? Because what is in the heart may not go away through retribution only. يعني you took 10 riyals from me, I got it back from the day of judgment, but I still hate you, right? I got my right back, but now I don't like you afterwards. Even if I got my right back, I have issues with you. This qintara or qantara is made so people will stand there, they will purify themselves from things which remain after the retribution, purifying the heart, so no one will enter Jannah with an issue. You understand what it is? فهذه القنطرة التي بين الجنة والنار لأجل تنقية ما في القلوب. The objective of this قنطرة is to purify what is in the hearts. حتى يدخل الجنة وليس في قلوبهم غل. Until they enter Jannah and there's absolutely no envy, no hatred, no animosity in their hearts. كما قال الله تعالى, as Allah says in سورة الحج, سورة الحجر آية number 47, ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرور متقابلين. And we have removed from their hearts what was there of ghil, of hatred, of envy, of enmity. إخوانا, so they became brothers, على سرور, on couches or on beds, متقابلين, facing one another. قوله فإذا ذهبوا ونقوا أذن لهم في دخول الجنة. إذا هذبوا ونقوا, once they have been cleansed and purified, then they will be permitted to enter Jannah. هكذا رواه البخاري. This is how Bukhari narrated this. We learned this from the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri in Bukhari رضي الله عنه. Bukhari and رحم الله Imam for Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and may Allah have mercy on Imam Bukhari. So this whole teaching is from what? From the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. إذا هذبوا مما في قلوبهم من العداوة والبغضاء ونقوا منها فإنه يؤذن لهم في دخول الجنة. Once then they have purified themselves and their hearts have been purified, then they will be permitted to enter Jannah. فإذا أذن لهم في الدخول فلا يجدون الباب مفتوحا. But when they're admitted now, they're permitted to enter Jannah, they will not find the door open. The door of Jannah will not be open. ولكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يشفع إلى الله في أن يفتح لهم باب الجنة. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will intercede with Allah so that the door of Jannah will be open for the believers. كما سيأتي في أقسام الشفاعة إن شاء الله, as it will be detailed and the categories of intercession Allah willing. And with this we conclude the ninth aspect of the, or from the events of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Next Saturday inshallah we'll be dealing with the tenth, which is entering Jannah and everything related to that. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.